Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Yivam Zdaf Yodin. We're starting about the second line with the words of Zayir B'Shem Rav Sheshes. And today's Avos sponsor, Eli Nishmas, Marsh Memshar Bas B'Yakim Moshe, Harnish, Amash Adav and Aliyah. And we can discuss in the second case of the Mishnah, where we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon was Miyabim. Rather, he did Mimer to Reuven's wife. And then Levi, a third brother, who is Eishes Achashele B'Elamoy, he was born, and then Shimon died. And on that, Rav Zayir says B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Tani Taman, we learned over there, Div Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Shtein Asuras. Both them are Asur, meaning both Reuven's original wife and Shimon's wife are usher to Levi. Now, Vakash, the question is as follows. Remember, in Shitas Rav Shimon, we had said that Manavshach, either Mimer is Kaina 100% or it's not Kaina 100%. Therefore, we ask, Kaina Mimer, if you want to say that Mimer is Kaina 100%, so Shtein Mutaras, both of them should be Mutar, because Shimon did Mimer to Reuven's wife. It means, for all intents and purposes, Shimon is 100% married to her, and since Levi was born after that Mimer happened, according to Rav Shimon, that's not considered Eishes Achav Shelo by Lamoi, so Levi would be allowed to marry either one of these women, Reuven's original wife or Shimon's. So, the attempted answer is that, like on a Mimer, El Zika. Mimer is actually not a Kenyan, rather there's just a Zika. There's the Zika Zibum that Shimon has to Reuven's wife, and that's what creates this issue. It's still a Manavshach, Kana Zika, Shtein Mutaris. If you want to say that the Zika that Shimon had to Reuven's wife is considered 100% Kenyan, so still, both of them are Mutar. It's considered like Shimon was married to Reuven's wife, and only then Levi was born, and once again, according to Reb Shimon, this is not an issue of Eishes Achav Shelo by Lamai. And if you want to say that like Kana Zika, that this Zika that Shimon has to Reuven's wife is not considered a Kenyan, so fine, Arisha and Asur, Vashniya Mutares. The first one's Asur, meaning Reuven's wife, has nothing to do with Levi. She's considered Eishes Achav Shelo by Lamai. But the second one, meaning Shimon's wife, she should be permitted to Levi. Why does Reb Shimon say that even she is Asur? So, suggested answer is that Shimon's Zika Reb Shimon Kemimer Durabanon. Maybe this Zika that we're talking about in Shitas Reb Shimon is just like Mimer in Shitas Rabbanon. Kemad Rabbanon Amrin, just like the Rabbanon had said, Ha Mimer Kana Umeshayer. The Mimer is a Kenyan, but it also leaves some over. We had said that according to Rabbanon, when the Yavam does Mimer to Yavama, that's just a 50% Kenyan. He half has acquired her, but half has not. So Kain Amar Zika Kaino Mishayeres. Reb Shimon says the same thing with the Zika that it acquires, but it also partially leaves something over, which means that the Zika that Shimon had to Reuven's wife makes her partially married to Shimon, but partially not. Ask the Gemara. That still doesn't answer a problem. Vakasha, we still have an issue. Tzad Shekaina Zika Kenegdai Matir Betzara. That's a proper Girsa. The part of the Zika that we say is considered Kanoi acquired by Shimon, so that corresponding part in Shimon's wife should be mutter, because let's just say that half of Reuven's wife is considered married to Shimon, and so that corresponding part in Shimon's wife is falling to Yibum to Levi. So both of these halves, half of Reuven's wife and half of Shimon's wife, are mutter in Yibum to Levi. And also, tzad shelo kana zika kenegdai hatabritzara, the half of Reuven's wife, that part of the zika which is not considered acquired by Shimon, so that part should be mutter in the tzara, meaning the other half of Shimon's wife should also be permitted to Levi, because that other half is not considered Saras Ziku Kasai. She doesn't have anything to do with that other half of Reuven's wife. So Manavshach, the entirety of Shimon's wife, should be permitted to Levi. So Mishama, he answers, Manavshach Barayas. Do we say Manavshach Barayas? We don't say that. Just because we have good lumdus like we came out with now, that either which way, Shimon's wife should be permitted to Levi. When it comes to Arayas, we don't say that. So I think more fine, Makedon. What now? Bottom line is, how do we look at this? And the answer is, Ki to Amr of Acha, B'Shem Rav Bon Bar Chiya. It's like Rav Acha said, B'Shem Rav Bon Bar Chiya, Kol Yavama She'in Kul Lefnim. Any Yavama, which is not 100% inside, which means she's not 100% mutter to the Yavam, rather she's half-half, so Tzad HaKanoi Sheba Nidoin L'Shem Erva, the part of her that is acquired is considered like an Erva because of the other side of Erva Pater Sarasa, and Erva Patras the Tzara. So this is the final understanding why Reb Shimon says that in this case, when there was only a Zika and no Mimer, both women are Asur, not only Reuven's wife, but also Shimon's. The Mishnah tells as follows, Klal Amar B'Yavama, they said a Klal by Yavama, and we already know this, Kol She Asura Isra Erva. If the Isra of the Yavama is that she's an Erva to the Yavam, no need for Chalitza or Yibam whatsoever, and that applies to the Tzara as well. However, and here's the new din, Isra Mitzvah Isra Kedusha, if the only Isra she has is Mitzvah or Kedusha, which we're going to soon see what that means, the general idea is this is either an Isra Drabanan or it's an Isra Dairaisa, but it's a lower level, meaning it's an Isra Lav for him to marry her, not that it's Isra that comes with Kares. So then, she needs Chalitza, not Yibam. And lastly, Achaisa, she Yevimta, if her sisters also are Yavama, he could either do Chalitza or Yibam. This is referring to when we have two sisters falling to one man, be Yibam, and one of those sisters is an Erva to the Yavam, so the other sister is totally permitted to him, so he could either do Yibam or Chalitza. So we're quotes at the beginning of the Mishnah, Kal Amr B'Yavama Kal Shia Asur V'Chulu, but really this first memra goes on the end of the Mishnah. Amr B'Zair, B'Zair says, Antanan Taman, when I was over there in Bavel, Afkinin Arbasre, Mint Anachaisa, she Yevimta, Mis Yavames, I clarified 14 cases cases of Erva, which fit into this last case of the Mishnah of a Chaisa Sheyivimta. If two sisters are falling to the Yavam and one of them is an Erva, so the other one is permitted to even have Yibam. So I explained 14 of the 15 Arayas of the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Chotz Mebitai, except for his daughter, there's no case of his daughter, meaning it can't be that a person's daughter is falling to him B'Yibam and her sister is also falling to him and his daughter's sister is not an Erva to him. Maman of Shach, either it's his daughter as well or it's his wife's daughter, which is also an Erva. So that's the only case which I, Reb Zeira, wasn't able to explain. When I came up to over here to Eretz Yisrael, I heard that they taught Bryce the name Reb Chia explaining this to Tan Reb Chia. Reb Chia teaches the Bryce as follows: his daughter from a woman whom he means Anes, who's married to a brother of his from his father, and she has a sister from her mother from a different husband, married to a second brother, and died without children. That's a case where he's usher to his daughter, but mutter to her sister. And this is a case of his daughter and her sister falling to him be yibum, that he's allowed to do yibum to the sister. Now let's just try to simplify this. This is referring to a case where Reuven was ma'anes a woman and had a daughter. Then that woman got married to a random fellow and had another daughter. These two sisters married Shimon and Levi, Reuven's two brothers, and then both Shimon and Levi died. So Reuven's daughter is falling to him, and his daughter's sister as well is falling to him to Yibum, and the reason why he's permitted to Miyabim her is because she's not his daughter, she's his daughter's sister, and she's also not his wife's daughter, because remember, he was Ma'anis this woman, but he didn't marry her. Therefore, the sister of the daughter of this woman whom he was Ma'anis is 100% permitted to him, B'Yibum. And now working backwards in the Mishnah, we had said, Isra Mitzvah Isra Kedusha Chaletzes Lamisev MS. Pshita Adam Mil, so the following thing is obvious, that Isra Mitzvah Isra Kedusha Chalatz Niftar Tzarasa, that if he did Chalitza to the woman who is Usher to him because of Isra Mitzvah Isra Kedusha, so that patters up the Tzara, and we don't say that since she's Usher to him anyway, her Chalitza is ineffective. No, her Chalitza is effective even for the Tzara. How are you based on top? The Gemara asks as follows, Uba Aleha, let's say he was Bail her. He was Bail the Isra Kedusha or Isra Mitzvah. What does that do in regards to the Tzara? Since he wasn't allowed to marry her, maybe that doesn't patter the Tzara, or maybe it does. So Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Espalgan, we have Machlaikes, and here of important gears to change over here, that Rabbi Lazar Amar Loinifter Tzarasa, we skip over the Rabbi Yechon over here. Rabbi Lazar says that the Tzar is not Pater, whereas Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, Nifter Tzarasa, the Tzar is Pater, whereas Rabbi Shammai Machal Shmua, Rabbi Shammai switches it around, where Rabbi Lazar says that the Tzar is Pater, and Rabbi Yechon says the Tzar is not Pater. And Mestaber al Rabbi Shammai, it's more logical to go like Rabbi Shammai, the Bechol Atar, Rabbi Lazar Samach Rabbi Chia Rabba. In all places, we find that Rabbi Lazar, he relies on Rabbi Chia Rabba, and the Tanya Rabbi Chia, we have a Braisa from Rabbi Chia that Isra Mitzvah of Isra Kedusha, the one of the women falling the Yibum is Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, Chalatzla, Ubala, if he was either Chalatz her or he was Bail her, Niftrat Sarasa, that Tzara is Pater, and that would be what Rabbi Lazar said, and that's Lafi, the way Rabbi Shammai quoted it. And we're going to Al-Khadad, we continue explaining this. The Mishnah says, Isra Mitzvah, what does that mean, Isra Mitzvah? Shniyas Medevri Seifrim, this is called Shniyas La'arayas, secondary arayas, and these are only Asr Midrabanan. We have the main core arayas that are Asr Da'arayasa, and then there's another level, which is called the Shniyas, we're going to be seeing those in the Gemara, and those are Asr Midrabanan. We're going to see in the Gemara why they're called Isr Mitzvah. Now, Isr Kedusha, what's this referring to? Aman al Kain Gadol, a widow falling B'Yibam to a Kain Gadol, or Grush V'Chalutza Kain Hedyet, the woman who's falling B'Yibam to a regular Kain, was either a Grusha or a Chalutza, she had previously gotten divorced, or she had done Chalitza. Another set of cases, Mamzer, so Nesina Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, Mamzel Anasin, a female Mamzer or Nesina falling to a regular Yisrael, or a Jewish woman falling to a Mamzer or Nasin. In all these cases, there's an Isr for them to get married, as it requires Chalitza, not Yibam. So nothing more explains Isra Mitzvah, Arayas Medivari Seifrim. And why is it that these Shniyas La'arayas, these secondary arayas that are only Asr Drabban are called an Isra Mitzvah? That's because Mitzvah Menat Torah, Lishma is Divari Seifrim. It's a Mitzvah in the Torah to listen to the Chachamim. Now, the Isra Kedusha, Amar al Kain Gadol, Grush V'Chalutza Kain Hedyet, why is that called an Isra Kedusha? That's because the Pasuk tells us, V'kidashtai, and you shall sanctify him, Kislacham Alkechu Makriv. So we see we have this special word, V'kidashtai, said about the Kaihanim, and these Yisurim that Kaihanim are not allowed to marry, these particular room that we mentioned, fits under this V'kidashtai. That's why it's called Isr Kedusha. However, says the Gemara of Istam Achalfin, some switch it around. Some say that Isr Mitzvah is Amar al Kain Gadol, Grush V'Chalutza Kain Hedyet. The question is, why is that called Isr Mitzvah? It's because the last Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra tells us, Eila HaMitzvahis, these are the mitzvahs, and that teaches us V'chol Shem Mitzvah Achas. Everything in Vayikra is considered one mitzvah, because it says Eila HaMitzvahis, and Vayikra, for the most part, is all about Kaihanim, and that means that any dinim or Isurim pertaining to Kaihanim would fit under this title of Isr Mitzvah. Now, in the middle, that would mean V'Isr Kedusha Arayas Mendevar Seifrim. Isr Kedusha would be referring to the secondary Arayas, Shinias L'Arayas, which are also Dirabanan, and so the question is, why why is that called Isra Kedusha? So Rabbi Yudin Pazi answers, Lama Samach HaKasav Parshas Arayash LaParshas Kedushin. Why is it the Pasuk lists all the different Arayas right next to Parshas Kedushin? In the Torah, the Parsha of Arayas is at the end of Achrei Mois, and right after Parshas Achrei Mois is Parshas Kedushim. Why is it like that? Lamedcha to teach you, Shekol Mishu Pirush Men Arayas Nikra Kadosh, that anyone who distances himself and stays far away from Arayas, he's called Kadosh, and that's why the secondary Arayas are called Isra Kedusha. Now, where do we see this? Shekin Shunamis Amrus LaIsha, the Shunamis woman, she told her husband, Hine na yadati ki isha lekim kadashu, now I know that this isha lekim is holy. This refers to Elisha Hanavi. We learned that he used to go to this woman's house all the time, called the Isha Shunamis. She built a special room for him that anytime he was passing through, he was able to stay there, and he had a bed and a chair and a lamp, and there's a number of stories that we have from them. So she told her husband, now I know that this isha lekim is kadash. Now before we see how he was kadash, we have another limud from this pasuk. Rabbi Yonah says, kadash who? Ve'in talmidei kadash. He's kadash, but his talmid, meaning his gabai, his shamish, he's not kadash. And we're going to see how that is in a minute. Now going back to Elisha himself, Rav Avin Amar, he says, how did the Isha Shunamis know that Elisha was kadash? That's because shalai hibit ba, he didn't look at her. So we see that somebody who's pirish from Arayas, he didn't look at a married woman, so he's called kadash. Now Rav Avin Amar, they say it's different. Shalai ra tipas kar miyamav, he never saw a drop of carry ever. That's even a situation where it would have been normal. For example, after traveling a lot, it's normal for a person to see carry, especially when they go to sleep, and Elisha never saw carry. There's something similar to this. Amasad Yoshua Yitzchak Amra, the maidservant of Yoshua Yitzchak said, Min yoyma, in all my days, loy chamas milo bisha almanay demare, I never saw anything embarrassing on the clothing of my master, meaning when I was laundering his clothing, I never saw any carry, as we see that he was a very holy person as well. Now going back to Rabbi Yoyna had mentioned that the Isha Lekim is Kadosh, but his Talmud isn't Kadosh. Where do we see this from? So Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayigash Gehazi lohadfa, and Gehazi approached to push her away. It was when the son of the Isha Shunamis had died, and so she ran to Elisha to ask him to do something. So Gehazi, who was Elisha's attendant, his shamish, came to push her away. Now, the question is, Ma'al Hadfa, what's with this word Lahadfa? I should use the regular word Lidachfa to push her away. Dalid Chaspei, not Hey Dalid Pei. What's with this interesting Lashon? As Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, he answers, is teaching us what he really did. Shanasan Yadai Behoid Shebi Yaifia, and he put his hands on the hide of her Yaifi, which is Hadfa, a combination of the words Hoid Shebi Yaifi. And what does that mean? Bein Dadeh, in between her breasts, we see that Gehazi was not a holy man. Now, beginning the discussion of Shnias L'Arayas. Ask the Gemara, Minayin L'Shnias. How do we know this concept that there's something called Shnias L'Arayas, the secondary Arayas? So Rav Chana Amar, he says, that's because the Pasuk says, Ha'el. Namely, the Pasuk says, Ki es kol hatoy evas ha'el asu anshe ya'aretz asher lufneichem batit ma'aretz. All these abominations were done by the people of the land who were there before you, and they contaminated the land. And this is talking about the Arayas. Now, instead of saying, Ki es kol hatoy evas ha'ele, which would be the regular word, ha'ele means these, it says ha'el, which also means these. It's just using this interesting word. What do we learn from here? Kasha is that these are very harsh. Mikan, from here we learn, Shiesh Lamatamehen, that there's something lower, meaning there's something not as harsh. In other words, since the Pasuk doesn't use the word ha'ele, rather use the word ha'el, and we know that the word aleph lamid means strong or harsh, like the word elim, which means mighty ones, as in the Pasuk, Micha Micha ba'elim Hashem. So it must be that since the Pasuk refers to the regular Arayas as ha'el, meaning they're very harsh, they're strong, it must be that there's not as harsh Arayas, which would be the Shnias L'Arayas. Now, says Zimwarav, Eluhin HaShnias, these are the Shnias L'Arayas. There's actually more than the ones we're about to list, but these are at least some of them. Now, most or all of these follow the following progression. The first one that we're going to be explaining is the original Erva, who's Asar D'Arayasa. The next one is the Shnia, which is one step removed. And then the third one is Gzeira Atu, the Shnia, which is still considered Shnias L'Arayas, but it's not officially a Shnia because it's not the official secondary one. So here's our first two, Aim Aviv, Aim Imai, the mother of his father and the mother of his mother. This comes from the following. His mother is Asar D'Arayasa. His mother's mother is the Shnia, and then they were Geyser, his father's mother, Atu, his mother's mother. The next is Eishes Avi Aviv, the Eishes Avi Imai, the wife of his father's father, and the wife of his father's mother. This is two different grandmothers, and this comes from the following. His father's wife is Asar D'Arayasa, so his paternal grandfather's wife is the Shnia, and then there were further Geyser that the maternal grandfather's wife is Asar. Now, this is just said, the two grandmothers are Asar as Shniais. On to next grouping, Eishes Ben Benoi, the Eishes Ben Bita, the wife of his son's son and the wife of the son of his daughter, basically his grandson's wife, and it's the same progression. Lastly, Eishes Achi Imai, his mother's brother's wife, the Eishes Achi Aviv Me'imai, and the wife of the brother of his father from his mother. In other words, his uncle's wife is Asar D'Arayasa. That means his father's paternal brother. That wife is Asar D'Arayasa. The Shnia is the other uncle's wife, meaning his father's maternal brother, and the Gzeir is extended to his mother's brother's wife. Mark Deus Tanami Bryce Rav Chanan says, Kulhan Ein Lahem Hefsek. None of them have a Hefsek, meaning these Arayas continue going on and on. For example, his mother's Usser, his mother's mother's Usser, and then we just keep on going up the line. His mother's 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 Usser, and his great-great-grandmother's Usser. That's how these Shnius L'Arayas work, says Rav Chanin. Chutz me'eshes avi imoy, that's Rabbi Girsa, except for the wife of his mother's father, she's where the buck stops, but his great-grandfather's wife, meaning his mother's grandfather's wife, that is not an Isser to him. And that's because his maternal grandfather's wife was only Usser to him due to the fact that his paternal grandfather's wife is Usser to him. That's because his father's wife is Usser to him. And therefore, says Rav Chanin, the only time that there's going to be Ein Hefsek, we're going to continue extending this Isser Shnia and Assering all the women upwards or downwards in the line, is when one of the women here is Usser D'Oraisa to him. When we're talking about the maternal grandfather's wife, there's nobody in that line which is Usser D'Oraisa to him. She's only Usser because of the paternal grandfather. So therefore, from the mother's side, the maternal grandfather, we don't continue going up in the line. However, Bar Kapara Amar, he says, Kulhoin Yeshlan Hefsek. All Arayas do have a Hefsek to them. And how do we know this? Bar Kapara Moisef, Aim Avi Imoy, Aim Avi Aviv. Bar Kapara adds on these two. When he lists Shnius L'Arayas, he specifically adds on the mother of a person's paternal grandfather and the mother of a person's maternal grandfather. And since he feels the need to add these two onto the list, it must be that in all other situations that he doesn't specify extended Shnius L'Arayas, he clearly holds that that extension doesn't go on beyond whatever stipulated, meaning Yeshlan Hefsek. And we're stopping for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the Shnius L'Arayas, and if Yeshlan Hefsek or Ein Lahem Hefsek, do we continue bringing it up the line or down the line and answering even more women that were actually mentioned, or maybe not? But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.